Well, greetings, everybody. If only you could be on this side of the camera for a lot of different reasons, but one of them is you get a good laugh about what's happening over here with my dog. She got all tied up with the microphone cords, and anyway, we're trying to keep going with masks. Meanwhile, the dog is about to tear down the camera. Meanwhile, we're having a little trouble singing this evening. We need our choir back, and we need everybody here. But anyway, Lord knows it'll happen before too long. And we're grateful for that. But my dear friends, we do celebrate a beautiful Mass tonight. You notice that the statues are covered. That is Passion Tide begins today. And we veil the statues in such a way as to kind of go deeper still into the desert before we get to go into the resurrection that Jesus talks about in our gospel today. And so we have that beautiful tradition of kind of veiling all of our statues and images during the last couple weeks here of Lent. I wanted to reflect a little bit about our gospel and about all of our readings. I don't know if you've ever been afraid before, but for whatever reason, I was kind of thinking of a time when I had been, and I had just landed in Guatemala, and I knew no Spanish, and I didn't know anybody over there, and I kind of landed there, and all I knew was that I was going to land in the airport, and I was to get my things. Of course, I had lost a little bit of luggage in the trip, but I was to, and then I was to go out of the airport, and there would be somebody with a sign with my name on it. And I got there, and there was no sign with my name on it. And the airport dumps you out underneath this bridge, and there were all these people, and everybody speaking Spanish. I didn't know a lick of Spanish. And I'm thinking, where am I supposed to go? I'm in a foreign country. I don't know anything about this place. And I don't have a phone. That was 2012, 2011. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do now? And I just kind of waited, you know, and I waited. And didn't have any Guatemalan money, the quetzal. So I had a $10 bill. And I gave it to a shoe shiner to borrow his cell phone, call the school's number that I had in the school that was an hour or so away. Lord took care of me. I ended up just fine and had the most wonderful summer of my life, really. And but I was a little afraid there. And I don't know if you've ever been afraid. In our gospel today, Jesus isn't afraid. And his disciples kind of find it a little strange, you know, because he goes to Bethany and they tell him, they said, Rabbi, the Jews were just there trying to stone you and you want to go back? Jesus doesn't seem to have any fear. And I would say that neither do his disciples, should his disciples. When we remember that our Lord is right next to us, and not even just next to us, on the right and on the left and in front and behind and above and below, but when we realize that even more, our Lord is within us, we are given this supernatural peace that doesn't depend upon the external situations. It's peace that is inside. It's peace of knowing that everything is always going to be fine, period. Because Jesus transforms the worst enemy known to mankind, which is death, and he gets rid of it. So all of our readings were about that. Our first reading, the prophet Ezekiel, did you catch that? Oh, my people, I will rise from your graves and I will have you rise from them and I will bring you back. And it goes on, and I will give you my spirit. I will put my spirit in you in order that you may live. Look at our second reading. St. Paul says here, did you not realize that the spirit of God dwells within you? The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead lives in you. And like this, like God is within and he transforms the worst enemy that we could ever imagine into not an enemy at all. I say it at every funeral that God promises us. He promises us that our last breath isn't it. Life is awesome on this side of heaven, but it's all the more so in heaven. In the land of glory, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much dawned on us what God's got ready for those who love him. And folks, that's our God. Jesus says it in our gospel. He didn't just come to do the resurrection. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. not just a one-time moment at Easter. That's my nature, the resurrection. I get rid of death and turn it into life. And so there's consolation in that, isn't there? That even if I should get struck by a lightning bolt, holy smokes, the lightning bolts today were quite something, but that even if that should happen, who cares? Because should I die in a state of grace, which, thank God, you know, I'm in, and we should try to always to be in, and like, God's got it covered. And yesterday, my dear friends, Pope Francis gave the most beautiful Urbi et Orbi address. Now, you have to realize what a special thing that was, because he doesn't normally do that except on Christmas and Easter. And then a fourth pope also would do that when he becomes the pope and begins that office. So it's kind of extraordinary in the sense that it was out of the ordinary that he would do this yesterday. But it's in order to bless Urbi as city, and Orbi is the world, to bless the whole world. And with special prayers and with special blessings. And you got to read this this address, because it's the most beautiful thing. But Pope Francis uses his reflection, the fourth chapter of Mark. You know, remember that time when Jesus is on the boat and he's sleeping, and there the disciples are with him, and all of a sudden this terrible, terrible storm comes. And Jesus sleeps right through it. Why? Why does he do that? Because he has that deep faith and deep peace, knowing that no matter what goes on outside, the extra, like, hey, I'm the Lord, you know, and I have the Lord in me, and I am the Lord, says Jesus. Like, and so that's an example for us. But the Pope gave us this beautiful address here, and I just wanted to, I've highlighted some of my favorite parts that I thought I might just kind of share with you. And a little bit, but he started off by talking about that. We're kind of summarizing that story, and he says, "Folks, we're all on the same boat, in such a way that like nothing can unify humanity more than suffering, because this disease thing that's out there, it goes. It doesn't matter what race you are, what age you are, where you live, how much money you've got. Hey, there's something that." And there's the suffering that kind of goes along with this that unites us. And Pope Francis says in the first paragraph, we're all like those disciples in that boat. We are in the same boat. And we all have to row in the same way. We got to cooperate with each other in that, in this midst of this storm. We're fragile. We're disoriented. But if we all row together and do our part, we'll be better off, which is why I tell you, stay home. We have, you've noticed the graphs, and you like, people think, oh, it won't, my going out doesn't bother anybody. Baloney, it probably does. And even, like, we got to do our own part to listen to what our advisors, what our health officials, and what our government leaders are telling us, because they see the bigger picture. And everybody thinks that, no, not me. But we all have to do our part. We cooperate. We row in the same direction. And the Pope says that if all of us row together, then together we will get through it. We will get through the storm. But he says, you know, like, we can associate with those disciples in that boat, right? Because they're terrified, they're disoriented, they're just freaking out. But he said it's a little harder to kind of understand where Jesus is on this. How is it that he is able to sleep in the midst of this storm? And the Pope says, Jesus, when he wakes up, he stands in the stern, which is the first part of the boat that will sink. And yet, at the same time, like, he just pronounces peace. He sleeps soundly, and he calms the wind when he rises. And this, what does he tell the disciples when he wakes up? Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? And Jesus is able to be in this place of perfect peace because of his union with the Father. And folks, hopefully during these days, we've grown our union with God. We've grown this to the point where we can have this trust that regardless of what is going on around us, we are able to, whatever circumstances, we can conserve this profound peace of heart. And in place of the restlessness and distress that often dwells among us. You know, the Pope keeps going, and he says that the storm exposes our vulnerability and uncovers those false and superfluous certainties around which we have constructed our daily schedules, projects, habits, and priorities. He says, in this world, we've gone ahead at breakneck speed, feeling powerful and able to do anything, greedy for profit. We let ourselves get caught up in things, and we've been lured away by haste. And the Lord in this storm is redeems the storm to shake us and wake us up. And it's like imagine like just the Lord shaking you and being like, hey, it's going to be all right because I'm with you. God is calling us. Jesus is calling us to this peace. And the Pope says, this is not a time for your judgment, but a time of our judgment. In other words, he's saying it's not God. This isn't God's final judgment. It's time for our judgment, a time for us to choose what matters and what passes away, to separate what is necessary from what is not necessary, what really counts from what doesn't count. It's time for us to get our life back on track with respect to you, O Lord, he says, and to others. And so the Pope continues, and he talks about how there are examples for us right now, people who are rowing in that way and people who are keeping us all stable. Doctors, nurses, medical professionals, supermarket employees, cleaners, caregivers, providers of transport, law and order, forces, volunteers, priests, religious men and women, all these folks who continue, mothers, grandparents, fathers, teachers. And he says, prayer and service, prayer and quiet service, these are our victorious weapons in the midst of the storm. Prayer and quiet service. Perhaps you've seen it on Facebook. I saw a couple memes that have been really beautiful, and one of them was Mr. Rogers, and it said, and it was quoting Mr. Rogers when he was a little kid, and he said, whenever I got afraid as a kid, Mom would always tell me, look for the helpers, and then you'll feel better. And we look for the helpers, and we see that there are helpers. There are folks rowing next to us. There are folks taking good care, and in their quiet service and their prayer are helping us to conquer this storm. And listen to what Pope Francis says. Let us hand over our fears in the midst of these storms to him so that he can conquer them. Yet like the disciples, we will experience that with him on board. We will experience that with him on board, there will be no shipwreck, because this is God's strength, turning to the good, everything that happens to us, even the bad things. He brings serenity into our storms, because with God, life never dies. And I think maybe that's just a good kind of place for us to rest here for the day, but just to think, the Lord is inviting us in the midst of the storm to have this peace of heart, that regardless of what is going on outside, we're with Jesus and Jesus is with us. And that so long as we're together with him, together with each other, the storm will end, because there is no shipwreck when Jesus is involved. And I'll just end here with this beautiful last paragraph from Pope Francis yesterday. Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? He quotes the scripture there. Dear brothers and sisters, from this place that tells of Peter's rock-solid faith, he was right outside St. Peter's, I would like this evening to entrust all of you to the Lord through the intercession of Mary, health of people, the star of the stormy sea. From this colonnade that embraces Rome and the whole world, may God's blessing come down upon you as a consoling embrace. Lord, may you bless the world, give health to our bodies and comfort our hearts. You ask us not to be afraid, yet our faith is weak and we are fearful. But you, Lord, will not leave us at the mercy of the storm. Tell us again, do not be afraid. And we, together with Peter, cast all our anxieties onto you, for you care about us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.